This is Audible.
HarperCollins presents Drowning in My Bedroom by Steve Cole. Read by Jules Chan and Izzy Jones. Chapter 1. Lucky Beggar. Jinjin. Well, it's raining again. What do you expect? Duh. It's August in Manila, which means it's Habagat, the season when it's super humid and there's lots of rain. It's bad news for me and my family, because the rains mean we can't earn as much money. My name is Jinjin. I live in a shack made of scraps of plywood and corrugated iron under a bridge called Mataas na Lupa. I am 11 years old and the middle kid of 5. I also happen to be the only boy, which sucks, because I have to wear my older sister's worn-out clothes. None of us go to school. My dad collects bottles and newspapers from the rubbish to get the recycling money. My mum cuts the local people's hair sometimes, because she has her own scissors. They pay her what they can. It isn't much. I help my family make a living by hanging out on the corner of Singalog Street and San Andres, begging for money from strangers as they pass. It's so busy and noisy. But what do you expect? Manila is the national capital region of the Philippines, which means it's busy and noisy everywhere. If I'm lucky, I'll earn more than 150 pesos a day. Where you live, that's almost enough to buy a tube of Pringles. That's if the tourists are feeling generous. The bad news is, I don't get to keep what I earn. At the end of each day, I have to give most of the money I've made to Mr. Beltran. Mr. Beltran watches us. He's scary, but you can't dodge him. He is part of a gang that takes money from everyone who works on the streets around here. This includes the guy who sells mangoes, the ladies with the meat stand, the guy at the grocery store, and beggars like me. Today is a bad day. When the rains come harder, the streets are emptier. Not so many people walking past means not so many coins for Jinjin. Still, you've got to try, right? I take off my worn-out trainers and hide them so it looks like I'm barefoot. It's a trick I learned from Mr. Beltran so people feel sorrier for me. Then I just sit and look hopeful and watch the traffic go past. Sometimes I feel as if everyone is going somewhere apart from me. The cars rush by, cutting up the pedicabs. These are like bikes that come with a sidecar, in case you didn't know.